This episode of Strangeful Things was brought to you in part by financial support from Los Pollos Hermanos, where something delicious is always cooking, and by added support from listeners like you. Please visit patreon.com/strangeful to support the show, and thanks for listening.
If I had hated a little more, just a little more, we would have had a little less trouble.
Can't you see her? She's right in front of you.
So rather than investigate it, he was a true American and just shot it three times. Freaking out.
Oh my gosh.
Do you find those witnesses credible?
She walks down the hill and never came back. Her body has never been found.
I'm 100% Scully.
Oh, the boy in my closet. He's my friend.
Strangeful Things.
2 of our Allagash main episode.
And that, my fell companions, is where the fucked upness starts. Because if we are going to believe that this is all bullshit, then you're going to have to believe what happens next, which is not really up for debate. Number one.
Oh, God.
12 years pass.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
12 years.
All right.
Okay.
None of them. Nothing. They don't, like, I'm sure they told people they saw some weird light on a camping trip, whatever. They suck at camping, ha, 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 whatever. They move on with their lives. They stayed, right, you know, kind of close. But now Jack Wiener, actually, never mind. So,
oh, God.
Poor bastard. He was in some house doing some work, and he was going to find a fuse box. And he went into this closet where he thought the fuse box was, and it wasn't a closet. It was a horrible trick. It was a stairwell that didn't have any fucking stairs in it, like what? In Salem's Lot. So he fell down into the basement, but he fell, like, sitting. I don't know how it happened, but, like, boom. And he fell so hard that it pushed his fucking brain stem up into his noggin.
No!
I swear to God, gave him epilepsy. Like,
what?
He had legit had brain damage from this fall. Like, he fell so hard that it fucked up his stuff.
Yikes.
That's like a cartoon.
Yeah, I know. Like, you would think if you were going to fall, like, falling on your ass would be, like, the best place.
Right.
Apparently not, because your brain stem will smash into your brain. And
yeah, that's
you,
it's bad. I felt
illnesses.
Bad for the guy. Because not only is it, like, a terrible thing to happen to you, it's also a fucking terrible way to explain it.
Yes.
Right. I fell,
you know,
on my ass really
I would make
hard.
Up, that makes
something.
That makes me believe it because, like, I would make up a better story.
Right. Yeah, that
not
sounds
that,
like
oh,
a...
Oh, yeah, well, I thought a fucking hidden stairwell that didn't exist was actually a closet and I fell on my ass. I would be like, no! One of those things with a shark head and a tiger head...
That's right.
...from a couple weeks ago attacked me.
Not this roadrunner.
Yeah, not this, like, bongo that's drum, right, my legs pinwheeling in the air type of shit, and then I fall. So... This happened to Jack Wiener, and he started having nightmares. And the nightmares got progressively worse, and he was surprised that they were about the camping trip.
Hmm.
And they were about the light chasing him and shit like that.
Okay.
And he was having a lot of just a lot of trouble in general. Well, number one, he had fucking brain damage and he had epilepsy, so he was having seizures and whatever, and he couldn't watch any Japanese cartoons because they give everybody seizures even if you don't have epilepsy, so his life was severely limited as it was, and couldn't sleep, going to like psychiatrists and shit like that. And one day his brother, Jim Wiener, I'm just going to keep saying Wiener.
That's good.
You can't stop me.
I can't.
Yeah, really. We know.
So his brother's like, well, you know, how you doing, et cetera. And he's like, no, I ain't too good there, brother. Well, he wasn't from Maine, so he just went, actually, they sound kind of like this. So, yeah, my ass went up through my head, and that was a problem. And now I can't sleep because I have these nightmares. And the brother was like, what kind of nightmares? Because they're twins, you see.
Right.
Well,
right.
And he explained it, and the brother went, well, holy shit, I'm having the same kind of nightmares.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. It's trouble.
And had been having them. So then they got weirded out, and they talked to Charlie and Chuck. And Charlie was like, really? I've been having the same thing. And Chuck Rack was like, fuck off. I'm going to go fight this guy.
Right.
but from here, this is where things escalate.
Oh, so, now they're escalating.
Yeah. We're in 1988. Right. And through a combination of going to doctors, and in one account, the doctors just said, nah, fucking, you go see a UFO guy. Because what you're describing to me is not a medical problem. It is a UFO problem that you're having really? All these nightmares about. Yeah. I don't know any doctor that would do that, but whatever.
No, I know.
It might have been the same. Whatever, they met this guy named Ray Fowler, who had claimed to have been abducted in Danvers, Massachusetts. But he was listening to their story, and all the story was, like literally all the story was, yeah, 12 years ago we went camping and we got chased by this big light ball, and now we're having nightmares about it. But the nightmares are not super descriptive or anything like that. It's just that we're really agitated. Like when we wake up, we're really like upset and all wound up. So obviously Ray's like, you got to get hypnotized. That's the only way to get to the bottom of this, boys. We get that guinea hypnotist from Boston and he'll do it. What was his name? Joey DeFish. Anthony Costantino.
Oh yeah, that's right.
To hypnotize him. Now, of course, since collusion is such a hot topic these days,
right?
The idea of the boys colluding on their nightmare story crossed everybody's mind.
Of course.
So the plan was to hypnotize them separately, which sounds like they're really smart, but that also assumes that they had not talked to each other at all prior to the like being hypnotized, but whatever.
Yeah.
So now here's where you need to hold on, ladies.
Oh God.
Because when they got hypnotized, they remembered what happened between the time when they thought, shit, that light's going to get us, and when they ended up back on the beach with the fire all burnt down.
Okay.
Remember at the beginning?
I have an objection to this whole thing, but go ahead.
What?
Repressed memories aren't real. Go ahead.
Overruled.
Yeah, carry on.
I'm a game warden. You're out. So what they all described independently was that they got nabbed by these aliens who sucked them up into the ball in like super typical, like the way everybody says it, the light beam comes down and sucks you up into the light beam, into the fucking ship and everything like that.
Yep.
Just like in Close Encounters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Except Close Encounters hadn't fucking come out yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, dun dun dun. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Of course, it had come out like 11 years before they actually told the story. But even so, what they described was they got sucked up into the ship and they were on these tables, kind of like Chuck Rack said it was like being on a veterinarian's table with like, so it's kind of like it's got sides to keep you in it. So it's more like a really shallow metal sink.
Right.
Mm.
They did stuff to them. Hmm. Like in them. Like in the they, butt? Yeah, no, not just in the butt though. Cause you figure what, if you're going to get, if you flew to another planet, and you grabbed something that lived on the planet. Just pick any animal on Earth. Like, just pick. What's... All right, you're like, all right, well, I know what eyes are. What, you know, I know what this is. You know, you got to have this, you have that, and everything like that. Oh, a tail, that's neat. We don't have those. Now let's... What are these holes for? Like, that would be the most interesting part of whatever you found. Like, if you found a whale, you'd be like, well, he's got a hole that nobody else has.
Yeah. Right? True.
So if you're going to check out what a being is.
So I'm just going to start shoving stuff in there?
You get everything you got. The guy said he had this, and they all said that the aliens, and I can't. Oh, fuck. I wish this was TV and that I could draw. They didn't have. They only had four fingers. They didn't have thumbs, so they didn't have. You know, opposable digits, except so in like... the middle. No, but in the middle of their palms, they had this fucking articulated pad thing. So ew. That it was like, they were kind of like they had double hands. So they had, yeah, well, no.
Lobster you're... claws?
Yeah, imagine if the lobster claw had a thumb in the middle.
Ew.
So you could grab stuff from either side. Right? So they were like, yeah, when they grabbed us by the arm, it was all grippy and you could feel a little pad thing pressed against you while they were stretching our nut sacks out and like getting all their shit all twisted up and whatnot and taking fluids. Like,
oh my God.
Taking fluids? Is that what the kids call it nowadays?
I don't know what is the official word for that in Strangeful Things land.
The stuff that comes out of a guy's penis?
Yeah, like...
semen.
Like, Chuck Rack was a comely fellow.
Oh, God. Why would you say that?
Yeah, they had to... They were like, well, look, there's all these juicy things inside him, so let's get them. And so I guess they would assume they would take every kind of juice they could get. But how they managed to get the jizz...
Come on.
I don't understand.
No.
Because not that I know much, if anything, about how my body works, but I don't think...
very little.
I don't think that
you just know which hole to put the food in and which hole it comes out. That's
yeah,
about,
that I've that's got... That's it. That's it, because that comes up the most. But the jizz part, like, I know it seems like it just lives in the nuts and then comes out when it's ready, but that's not right.
No, because it's...
Like, there's two parts that come to,
yeah,
I don't know.
There's, like,
yeah.
Two ingredients, I think.
Yeah. So, like, if they cut their nutsack open and
it's
got the sperm.
It's not just a bowl of it, yeah.
That's.
I don't know.
That's not.
It's only half the recipe.
Can you imagine if that's what it was really like, though, but you could see them? Like, if you're just shooting out, like, a bunch of tadpoles, like Peter North style. That would be, like, the worst thing that ever happened.
I'm gonna retch.
All right,
I'm all done.
Everybody,
with this
quick,
part of the conversation.
Go to Pornhub and watch a compilation. Which, honestly,
come on.
Everybody that's listening, if you have a daughter, don't judge her. As long as she never has a compilation, then you're doing great. Because I think that's probably the worst thing that you can get. So,
okay,
especially if it was tadpoles. Again, which goes back to Japan, which goes back to the epileptic wiener. See how my stories all tie together?
I'm lost.
Okay. The aliens took out all the juices of the guys. And they stretched out their bubbles, and they put parts of them in other parts of them. And they said that they did it right in front of each other, because if they looked over, they could see the other one sitting by the wall, but they couldn't move. Like, they all had to wait in line like they were in the wood, like they were at the dentist. God. They didn't have any magazines. They just had to watch their buddies getting fucking splayed out with four finger, what? Like those claw games. I think Jimmy Weiner has hurt? Like a, what?
Wouldn't your body hurt?
After they would. Well, they were tired. Because the aliens were trying to get the unicorn out of Jim Weiner's butthole with their big claw.
Right, but what I'm saying is there would be some physical effects from this.
And they had tools. Sharp thing that they stuck in them and stuff. And the reason
I feel better when I remember that this didn't happen, but go ahead.
I'm being a little circuitous about my explanations because I cannot find... And I wasn't going to shell out more money for that guy's book to get the details on what they actually did. So what I'm going to assume is that they did bat wings on all of them. And bat wings is when you take your sack and you pull it way out straight so it kind of looks like a bat.
Oh, my God.
And then they probably made them do the Buffalo Bill tuck and roll from Silence of the Lambs where you push everything but, like, back between your legs so you look like a girl.
Oh boy.
And they probably did something with a tool that looked like a ping pong paddle, but the wrong end went first. So that's what happened to these guys. So no wonder they were traumatized. Also, probably they like hit their teeth with hammers and shit. Because what else would you do? If you're a terrible alien who's... If you go to another planet and you're not like, well, let's find out who's in charge here so we can exchange ideas. But instead you're like, well, let's take our light ball and fucking suck up some goofs in the middle of the woods where obviously there are plenty of other places we could get people from. Like, because if you're high up in the sky, you could probably see Boston like all lit up. But of course, let's go to this really dark place and get these poor fuckers.
In defense of that, it's probably easier to grab people in less populated areas.
That's true, too.
Because you cause less of a panic, and there's less mind erasing necessary, and,
less
you know.
Less mind erasing.
That's Agent why there's Jay probably no UFOs in Texas. Because everyone would just start blasting.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Can you describe, ma'am, what happened at the Texas State Fair with the UFO?
Well, we all shot it with our rifles that we were clearly carrying, and also we stabbed it with our swords, so it pretty much fell down and it was completely destroyed.
They don't have swords?
Yeah, that's a new thing, right? Joey keeps joking about it. You're allowed to have swords in Texas or something. I don't know. It's like the Wild West there. I don't even know what's
going
on.
Texas is so weird.
Texas is bananas.
If they have swords, that's kind of great.
That's kind of great.
Like, if somebody was going to mug me with a sword, I'd almost be like, all right, well, this seems fair. Like, you wouldn't be able to get...
Points for style.
You wouldn't... If you tried to mug Chuck Rack with a sword, you'd end up with a sword up your ass.
Yeah. And
with no money, because he would mug you.
That's right. Right. He would take your sword.
Exactly. So...
Chuck Rack!
Chuck Rack with a back crack. Whack. now... So this guy Ray wrote, he's the guy that wrote the book. The guy that found out about him and convinced him to get hypnotized and everything like that, he's the one that wrote the book about their experience. And they got on the Joan Rivers show.
Oh, come on.
I assume that there's tape of it somewhere. I could not find it. Did you know, brief aside, that I love Melissa Rivers, like,
oh God,
love. And before my avatar was me, it was always Melissa Rivers in a cowboy hat.
That's just funny to me.
Beautiful picture of her wearing a cowboy hat, all like smiley, shiny, and everything like that. And then I changed and then became me. So before that, I was hoping that somehow on some ridiculous wrestling message board that I was on, that Melissa Rivers would happen upon it and go, oh, who's this wonderful fellow that has me as their avatar? Yes. I think I shall marry him.
Because we have all had those thoughts at one time or another.
It could be. Anyway, the guy Charles, who and well, we're gonna talk about what happened between the Joan Rivers show and now, but
are we?
Yes. See, they had all moved on. They all, you know, they were always fucking sketching things. Like, that's a thing. But Charles had gone on to work in the medical industry, like with photography and shit like that. And he did not want anybody where he worked to know that he was going to be on Joan Rivers about being
abducted by aliens,
by an alien, because he didn't want to get, basically he was me. Like, I don't want to cross my streams, and neither did he. The problem is that Charles was a fucking idiot and thought, hey, even though I work in a hospital where there's a TV in every room and it's fucking 1988, so there's only four channels. So and what are the odds?
Everyone's going to be watching.
That everyone's going to see me, because the hospital never closes. So even though Joan Rivers was on late at night, it didn't matter. So everybody saw her. He didn't get fired, which does not embolden me in any way, but his story was out. All of their stories were out. They were ridiculed. A bunch of people said they were full of shit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they stuck to their story. And Joan Rivers, because she was a smart fucker, Joan Rivers had a lie detector.
Ooh.
And they gave all four of them a lie detector, and all four of them passed.
Interesting.
And since basically the number of people that believed them was, I don't know, I guess Christy and I, and then the rest of the country was Jen, what I call the Trump part of the show, doesn't believe
No objection. Below the belt. Below the belt.
Hey, she's calling it fake news, below. And I'm saying they got...
No. I'm saying science already said that repressed memories are fake. So I'm actually pro-science, and you're anti-science. Therefore, you are the Trump portion of the show.
I'm pro-wiener. That's what I am. Well,
that is clear. So go eat one.
Oh,
snap.
God damn it. Jesus, you're not getting anything for Christmas now, you fucking hoppy. Because I just gave you that one. So they were ridiculed, and at another point they had to take another lie detector test, and they passed that one too. Now
lie detector we go tests in, are stupid too. Carry on.
Look. Stop
I Jen's love plane. You.
Stop Jen's plane. We're not at the Jensplain part of the story yet.
I'm sorry. Next time, point.
Yeah.
Point at the Jensplain part. Okay.
So, they passed the two lie detector tests.
Yes.
And the part of it that I find interesting, by the way, I put a picture of Melissa Rivers in a cowboy hat in
of
the
course
chat.
You did.
And
of course
it will be put in the show notes, because I want someone to Google for Allagash incident and get a picture of Melissa Rivers in a cowboy hat.
Nice.
And be incredibly confused.
So confused.
So
that's your picture you're excited about?
No, that's not the good one. It's just, it's from that set.
Her pants aren't even buttoned.
You know what? She was, honestly, I had a shot. I had a legit shot. I wasn't asking for fucking Jessica Biel, where I'd have to fight Justin Timberlake or shit like that. It was Melissa Rivers, for Christ's sake.
Wow, you just shit on her. Like, this is not the right tactic, friend. Okay, carry on.
No, You know what? When I do the dating advice, picking up girls in bars advice podcast, that then we're going to get rich. The secret, fellas, is to go to the second prettiest girl in the group.
No.
Because she's always used to everyone going to the prettiest girl, and she's going to want to show her up because girls can never get along.
The secret is it is 2017, and that is 100% false. Oh, and the right. other secret right, is
you can just
do not approach women in bars. Do not approach women in bars. Leave us alone. If we want to talk to you, we will have already met you there on a date. Otherwise, go fuck yourself. That's my advice for 2017. You're welcome.
Don't listen to her.
Ask Acadia how many dates he's been on lately. We'll see. We'll see who wins.
I don't know why you think that is something to brag about. Like,
I'm saying I am the more knowledgeable reporter on this subject.
But you're always mad, too.
No, I'm not. Not about dating.
Oh.
All right, just go. Just carry on.
Maybe don't the listen people to his from tips. The Pacific Northwest can also weigh in on that. We need a lot of viewer feedback for this show. Anyway, the thing I don't understand about the lie detector part is the lie detector thing is it's measuring body reactions, and you can build a body of evidence to say these things mean this thing. It's no different than symptoms of a disease. You can have all these symptoms and it turns out that you don't have the disease, but it's a pretty educated guess that you do.
Right, because if you firmly believe it, then you're not lying.
Well, and that's the other, that's the right, thing I was going to say.
If you're nervous, but like, if you're telling the truth, but you're nervous, then it can show up that you're lying. Like,
it can show up that you're lying. But the sequence of events, I'm going to give Jen her ammo now. I also didn't buy the guy who said the Allagash was all bullshit book, but Chuck Rack had a falling Chuck out Rack. With the other three.
Oh, ooh. How interesting.
Yeah, there was a Chuck Rack attack. According to one source.
Yes.
And when I say one source, I mean one source that says that they talked to Chuck Rack on the phone while he was in a hotel.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry. A motel in Missouri said it was all bullshit.
Well, Chuck Rack, guess what?
Chuck Rack said, the reason I supported the story at first was because I wanted to make money.
Oh.
Sounds like something someone named Chuck Rack would do, along with a couple of guys named Wiener.
Typical Chuck.
James. What were their names? James and Jack.
Jack Wiener. Wiener.
That's. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Your name is Jack Wiener.
Wiener and Meoff, attorneys at law. Which one of you is Jack? Jack Wiener and Jack Meoff. Ha.
Oh, that was terrible. That.
So.
Boo.
Rack. Said. Yeah, they're all full of shit. It was a big lie. Blah blah blah. Even though we were on Unsolved Mysteries, and you know who the host of Unsolved Mysteries is.
Oh, yes, we do.
Be impossible to trick Robert Stack. There's no way that four idiots from Massachusetts could dupe the entire United States, especially my show. With impeccable producers and a fucking sweet-ass trench coat that I wear on every episode.
I love it so much. It's the best.
So, the only person on Earth that could beat Chuck Rack in a fight is Robert Stack. So you got a Stack Rack.
Attack.
Stack Rack. Oh
my Sweet God. Attack. And other accounts just say that Chuck Rack and the other three, the Wiener boys, Charlie and the Wieners, we'll call them, had a falling out. Now, at one point, Chuck Rack, during his big gut-spilling motel room interview, because, you know, when you're in a motel room and you need to reach out to someone, that's when you're at your best, usually.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. It's not because
that's a high point.
A sketchy drifter, you know, trying to sell caricatures at the mall in a non-authorized kiosk. But anyway, I also, there's a self-portrait of Chuck Rack we can put up in the show notes too. I
don't know. Oh, excellent.
Being super ambitious with the show notes because I assume Christy's going to do them.
What?
Someone's going to do it. It can't be me. I'm injured.
I didn't write this
anyway.
Oh, Lord above.
So the other three are the ones that have stuck to their entire story. And the Chuck Rack, we did it for money story. Like, think of the possibilities from this. The 12-year gap implies that these four dinks decided to long con it beyond what anybody could ever fucking guess. Like, if the three of us were going to cook up a scheme, would the scheme be, hey, you know what? Let's just keep having our shitty lives now and wait 12 years to cash in on our
Doesn't seem like a great scheme.
Right? That's a terrible plan. But that's how it actually happened. Oh, and to make it more convincing, let's make sure we push Wiener down the stairs and shove his brain up to the top of his head.
Yeah,
to give us a good catalyst when nobody else needed to have any epilepsy to have their nightmares. Like, it just all, you know? That just seems dumb. Like, it just, it doesn't, and I don't think that for 12 years in between, if they were that kind of person, that they weren't going to go, you know, like maybe, oh, I don't know, the next year when Close Encounters came out, where they could have said, well, fuck, because they described the Greys, they look just like the Close Encounters people.
That happened to me!
That was me in my nutsack, ah!
That was me in my nutsack.
My tadpoles. And... Oh.
Yeah, no, it just sounds fishy.
But sounds fishy the other way, like the not fishy. Like there's things that smell like not shit, fishy. Like the people that came out, you know, hey, why did you come out of that bedroom with your shirt buttoned wrong? Oh, I just spilled salsa on myself and Janet was helping me.
Right.
That's fishy.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying it's not fishy because it's a terrible plan and so they must have just remembered their repressed memories, which aren't a thing that exists?
I'm saying that their terrible plan is impossible to conceive because it's so terrible. And in order to say that, no, they didn't have any repressed memories and no, they didn't have any, like none of this happened, then you have to assume that either 12 years later they stumbled upon the idea after their poor buddy had fucking seizures. Oh, now we'll cash in on that thing that happens.
Right.
Hey, maybe.
Like, oh, he's got brain damage. He needs some assistance.
Yeah. So they're like, okay, well, he's having nightmares. We'll just all have the same nightmares.
Right.
And we did see, like, okay, so I'm willing to believe that they saw a light over the lake. Like that, I will buy. Light.
That was not the hardware store. Hollywood
that was not the Hollywood searchlights. But I am not quite willing to believe that after Doofus got brain damage, they all figured out that they were having the same nightmare, and then hooked up with another guy who said he had been abducted, who got them in touch with a hypnotist. Like that,
that's a lot. That's a lot, guys.
That's a lot to swallow.
Well,
that's what she said. Oh! I'm sorry.
Now, just in the interest of fairness to the fellas, it may, and I could get the intern to check this, but the intern is just the Dark Tower gunslinger toy on the desk who isn't really animate, so I can't. That only the twin brother said that it was the same nightmares and that the rest of it came out after they started going to see the thing. And you know twins have that weird fucking twin thing.
Twin magic.
Okay.
But even with that, understanding what you just said, which makes complete sense, we know what can be swallowed and what can't. from the wieners.
Come on.
If you go terrible. With, I can't swallow that wiener, that the comma is important in that sentence.
Right?
You're talking yeah. to wiener.
Punctuation. Yes.
That's right. I can't Sounds swallow
saves
that.
Saves lives.
Wiener. Can you imagine, like, everything you're doing with, oh, yeah, no, he's trying to park the car. That's not going to fit, wiener. Like, oh, he probably was so sick of it by the time he was, like, 25. He's just like, fuck you guys. Just go ahead and probe me. I've heard every joke.
You've got anyway, tons of baggage anyway.
Yeah. If that's all true, which sounds completely plausible, there's no fucking way all four of them could pass lie detector test twice. That's the other side of the coin. Because yeah. then to do the pass the lie detector test twice, you got to believe that they believe it.
Right.
That's how they beat the lie detector.
I don't know. This one has given me trouble.
And
I devour every UFO thing I can find. So.
Well, here's the other thing that may, like, supposedly they had an argument. The Chuck Rack thing all went south because Chuck Rack was like, well, no, fuck it. Let's flip the script and attack MUFON.
What?
And the other people that are investigating it and say that they were shady the way they did it, that'll drum up publicity and then we'll get more money.
Oh my gosh.
That was supposedly when they all split up. Now,
really?
I couldn't find out what the Wiener Boys and Charlie said about why they split up. But right. they ain't got no money. Like, the Wiener Brothers have a website now and it's basically a picture of the two of them pointing up at the sky and them selling pictures and
thoughts
and shit. Like, they're basically they're like Etsy.
And one of them's like,
yeah, exactly. And the other one's like, oh, my sack. So if that had been their plan, it didn't work.
Right.
Because I think the only one that would have had a plan that good was the fucking guy that wrote the book, because it wasn't like he let them write the book. And he didn't pay them to let him write. He just wrote the book and got all the money.
Hmm.
So they actually got negative money. So now, fucking everybody interviews them. I think anybody can interview them. I legit think that we probably could. And I haven't heard anybody ask the quote-unquote hard-hitting, tough questions. You know, the probative things that we would do when our court.
Right.
Yeah.
But on the one side we have they made it all up so that they could make money. It was a terrible plan and they didn't get any money, which is counteracted by they passed the lie detector tests. And then the other side you could take it from is, oh, they convinced themselves completely that they had this, and they convinced themselves so much that they passed the lie detector tests.
Yeah.
Except that they didn't do it until 12 years later, brain damage. Oh,
and we've also talked before about how your memory, like, you're not remembering the actual event. Yes. When you remember right. something, you're remembering the last time you remembered it.
Right.
So
your brain adds shit that, every time, with basically.
The repressed memories could have generated stuff that maybe didn't happen. But it's interesting that they all thought the same horrific stuff.
Yeah. Because no one's going to, you know, stretch you out, you know.
I mean, is that a
no
thing?
It's
is
not
that
a common thing to like to imagine and admit to the stuff that they did.
Yeah,
right.
Like, they put all sorts of pins and shit up me, which, by the way, did it, this does fit perfectly because this just happened to me today.
Oh my gosh.
God damn it.
And I paid for it, actually. It was funny
because
when I got on the
freak.
table.
Right.
So I got on the, I got up on the, because when they do it, by the way, the listeners, I had a facet joint injection today.
And he does not have
back attack.
Yeah, and my chuck rack back attack because it's cracked.
Crack backpack.
Jinx.
That was awesome.
So my awesome doctor had a whole new squad in the operating room, because I mean they call it the operating room, but it's like you lay on the table in this big X-ray. Like I have so many X-rays through me now. Like. Now that I think about
it, be a superhero.
How come sometimes when they take X-rays, they're like fucking running out of the room and putting that on? Literally, I'm watching my whole spine on a TV while he's shoving like needles into me. Like I'm just watching it, like it's on the entire time.
I don't.
No, thank you.
I should ask about that. Anyway, it was a whole new squad, and so I always wear on days when I have to get an injection because I don't want to fucking wear the hospital shit. Like I'm a pro at this now, so I just wear action pants. And for those of you who are uneducated, action pants are, they're like gym shorts, but they're long pants. You know, like
they're like athletic pants.
Not the shiny kind. Snaps down the side. Huh? Yeah, they got a little zipper down by the bottom. Like they're not the kind that like basketball players wear that are all snaps so you can just whip them off and run into the game.
They're not.
No. But
that would be cool.
I know, that would be pretty cool.
Oh my gosh. You would be like the star of the hospital at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Like, right? Oh no, somebody's mouse is not responding. And I just whip off the pants and run in. So she goes, oh, well, sorry, I'm going to have to pull your pants out a little bit. And I was like, I'm paying good money for this. You do what you got to do. And the,
no.
And the doctor started laughing. That's why my doctor is so great.
That's awesome. Nice.
And we talked about Comic-Con the whole time. Like, the first, nice. He didn't even ask me how I was. He asked me, like, 10 questions about Comic-Con. Then he was like, how was
your
back?
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, yeah, it's fucked. And he's like, yeah, I kind of figured it would be, but it was worth it, right? And I'm like, yeah. So,
oh, God.
I got one thing shoved in me after getting numbed up, and I did not like it one bit. Not for a minute.
Not at all. And, not even a little bit.
Did I ever tell you my Dr. Butthole story? Oh, not a God. Person named Dr. Butthole?
No.
This is a true story. Since I'm so old, one of the last times I went to my GP down in Charlotte, she was like, well, and she's like, you know, they look in the chart. And she's like, well, yeah, no, you're not going to like this, but we have to do a prostate exam. And I'm like, come on. And she's like, no, you got to, I'm sorry. She goes, but, you, will be really, really grateful that I'm your doctor. And I was in about 2 minutes and I was like, why? And she goes, my hands are tiny. Oh, she said it like that.
My hands are tiny.
So that's I have the best doctors in the whole world. So, and it was, but even then, even with Dr. Tiny Hands, did not like it.
Yeah.
So having articulated palm pads and opposing claw fingers and whatnot, holding instruments being jammed into me, I would not like that one bit.
Now, see, here's the thing that I've noticed about this episode is that Acadia wrote this episode.
Yes.
It's about Maine. Mm-hmm. And it's got a ton of wiener and ball in it.
That is interesting, isn't it?
You have nothing to say to that, do
He's
you?
Got nothing. He's got nothing. He's got nothing.
It might be a repressed memory.
Ah! There you have it, friends.
Yeah, because it all starts with a big ball. Hmm. Oh, and it's so cutting edge. There's one ball and two wieners.
Oh, this is
that's getting, alien,
right?
This is really getting to be something else.
Okay.
Anyways, now we have to vote.
We have to vote.
No, actually, Christy, you and I have to vote because we already know what fucking no fun over there is gonna do.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
I am on the fence. I do not I don't know that I believe the entire thing. I believe parts of it, but not the whole thing.
I believe they sucked at camping.
Yes.
Oh, everybody absolutely believes that.
But now, which part do you believe? Do you believe they got abducted but not probed so hard? Or do you believe that they all probed each other and then made up the alien thing because they realized 12 years later how fucked up that trip was? What did we take? Oh, we should never have bought those pills from that ranger.
No, I believe that they saw something, and like there's, and this was back in like 78, right?
Yep.
So their story about
76.
76. Their story about the campfire being burned all the way down makes sense for the whole abduction thing because you lose time.
Yep.
But I am. I just don't know about the rest of it. I don't know.
So it's just going to be question marks?
Yeah.
Because remember, we have our thing that just saying, basically we overruled Jen's entire strategy of just saying, that doesn't exist, and since it doesn't exist, therefore this isn't true. Like, we made a rule a couple episodes ago that we couldn't do that. Remember?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So I got to pick one or the other?
Well, no. You can say you don't know. Like, but.
Because I don't. I don't know.
Whenever Jen picks up her.
Only the wieners know. Oh.
And chuck rack.
Chuck rack. I don't. Either these are like Benny Hill quality charlatans. Like, that are just terrible at it in every conceivable way because they got all the ridicule and none of the reward.
Like, right. Like, there was no payoff.
Right. So they might show up at our show, like at the Monster Mania in 2 weeks again. They might be there. They would be the kind of people that would be there. Like, it'd be, okay, well, this is a big week. We've got Kate Beckinsale, Val Kilmer, and those guys that got batwinged by the aliens.
Oh my God.
And one of the zombies from the first Dawn of the Dead. Like, it, that's how random it would be. So I guess Jen is nothing is real. For myself, I can't believe I'm going to say this after how much of this shit I've watched over the last week and a half. I need more information. I might have to buy the two goddamn books.
Whoa, that is commitment.
Yeah, well, you know what it would do? It would keep me from having to read the Franklin book.
But then please do.
So I'm really helping myself and you guys.
Yes, you are.
This episode of Strangeful Things was brought to you in part by financial support from COAM, Combine, Honete, Ober, Advancer, Mercantiles, and added support from listeners like you. Please visit patreon.com/strangeful to support the show. And thanks for listening.